for us.
Yeah.
What about this girl? If I'm talking about a farmer, cut his hay off the field, and then when it comes back up the second time, is that called anything?
Mm-hmm. You got to share the mule. Or share that. Share the mule or share the horse, whatever. Another man. There's something up here.
Ever heard a farmer talk about getting in his second crop or second cutting or something like that?
So sometimes he plants stuff for the second crop.
Is there people around here that have tried to grow wheat?
Not that I've known. Now, it may have been some around, but I haven't known.
Do you have any idea what, like if a man cut his wheat and tied it together, what do you call that? He tied it into a
barn.
Ever heard somebody use the expression of shocking wheat or got shocked?
Right. You don't shock wheat, you shock corn.
Shock corn.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly does that mean?
But it's that corn, you cut it down and put it down a bulk and you stack it up together.
Yeah.
Stand it up. It's like, but you have a lot of, stalks together. And you shock it, then for it to dry.
What do you do to oats, get the grain or what does it run to?
You thrash them oats.
You ever had to do that?
No, I never had to thrash them. No oats. But I've seen it. I've seen people do it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I asked about a few expressions like, if we had to do a job together, without using our names, you just say that your hand has to do it.
We just say we have to do such and such a thing, or we did such and such a thing.
Or if you were pointing out each one of us, you say that your hand has to do it.
Right.
In other words, it's not just for one of us, it's for
and both of us. That's right.
I say if you and another man are coming over to the place without using his name, you might just point to him and tell me that man are coming over.
No one's so and I are coming over.
Oh, so if you wanted to identify yourself without using your name, like you came over and knocked on the door and somebody decided to, well, who's that? And you knew that they'd recognize your voice.
Mm-hmm.
You might just say, oh, the door is different.
Mm-hmm. I usually say that, didn't I?
Yeah. Or if you were identifying another woman, say if you knew the sound of the voice, you might say, oh, the door is different.
You said me. I guess you were.
Well, without using her name, you say, oh, that's just
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a man, you say that's it.
Yeah.
Or if it's a group of people, you say it's it.
That's them all together.
Or if you're comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as
I am, or she is, or he is.
Or if you're comparing how well you do something, you might say, well, he can do it better.
Better than I, or better than me.